And welcome to episode 54 of Sports with Friends. My name is Seth Everett. I'm glad you've downloaded. If you've been through these episodes, you know it's friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. Bryce Harper is the number one poster child of Topps 2016. Series 1 came out. I have a lot of great relationships with my friends at Topps Company, and Bryce Harper was welcome to come on this podcast. I really appreciate his appearance. This is a guy that does not shy away from hard questions. I asked him questions that needed to be asked. I asked him about last year. I asked him about this year. And I asked him about Dusty Baker. We will address all of it. Without further ado, I want to present to you here on the podcast, here is the 2015 National League MVP, Nationals outfielder, Bryce Harper. Bryce, thanks so much for joining us once again. Face of Topps 2016, how does that feel?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, being able to be part of the 65th anniversary of Topps. You grow up, wishing to be on cereal boxes or video games, and now I'm on Topps. So, very excited to be part of Topps. Very excited to be part of the Series 1. And just looking forward to, what's in store for Topps in the next couple of years.
Were you a big collector? I always like to do the past first. Before we see where it's going, what was baseball cards to you in the beginning?
Oh, I mean, I think, I had multiple boxes of Topps cards, piled up shoe boxes of Topps cards. So, my dad definitely passed down some cards to me from when he was growing up. So he was a big, big Red Machine fan. So Johnny Bench and Pete Rose and all those big name guys. So I was very fortunate enough to, have those. But, the guys that I grew up watching were Derek Jeter and Ken Griffey Jr., Chipper Jones, all those type of guys. So, I had all those cards and, definitely looked forward to, their rookie cards and all those type of, cards growing up.
Ken Griffey Jr., who is recently on this podcast, so I really appreciate you saying that. As far as where it's going, with the internet, I'm always concerned about the future of certain things. We know print journalism is now on an iPad, not on a newspaper anymore. What do you think the future of this collecting thing is? How great is it going to be?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. I think, moving forward, I think it's definitely going to be something special. And I think that, families and dads and, kids, they always have that camaraderie of, hanging out and having baseball cards and talking about sports. And, so baseball cards are huge. I think, being able to talk about it with your friends. And I mean, that's what I did. I was able to say, oh man, this is one of my favorite players. And then you meet them and it makes it that much better. I mean, people that stand, down the third baseline or first baseline, they always have cards. And it's really cool to be able to look at it and go, oh yeah, I've never seen that one. And so I look forward to, seeing what fans have. And it's just exciting, definitely, seeing big collections of baseball cards. And I still think it's definitely huge.
My last question on the baseball cards, I have to ask you a couple things about baseball, obviously. But there are two types of baseball cards. There are the pictures that you take on photo day, or they're the action shots. What do you prefer?
I like the action shots. I actually like the little, I think they're like the, it's like the popcorn ones that you get in like the Cracker Jack box. I don't know. It's like the little, I mean, they're very little, very small. I've signed, I don't know how many of them. They're like the mini ones. But I enjoy those cards a lot. So they're like the little like wooden kind of ones, I guess. They're not really wood. But I enjoy those ones, and the action shots of those are really cool.
Looking towards spring training, you have one of my favorite people on the planet as your new manager, Dusty Baker, and I go way, way back. I'm thrilled that he got the Nationals job. What was your reaction first, and what kind of conversations have you had with him since?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I mean, being able to have a guy like that inside your clubhouse, he's done so many things in his career, played on so many great teams, and I'm just looking forward to being part of this team, being part of this organization with him, and if that's with him or David Lopes or Mike Maddox. I mean, we have such an all-star staff now. Looking forward to it this year. I think everybody in the clubhouse is. And, just looking forward to, what we can do as a team. And, with a guy like Dusty Baker at the helm, you can't get much better than that. So definitely a player's manager. Was able to talk to him a little bit. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, he's got that attitude. He's got that demeanor. He's very, very fun. And I can't talk about him enough. He's awesome.
you know, with a new manager, with new players, there's new optimism, and I get that. Fans who are listening to this, think about last year and the disappointments of last year. How do you, other than just winning games, how do you get the bad taste of last year out of your mouths?
Oh, I mean, it was done at the end of the year. You have a whole off season to get ready, get going, and have some fun. So, I think other people outside the clubhouse take this game so serious, and it's just another day for us. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and sometimes it rains. it's just part of the game. It's part of life, and so you just try to go out there and try to be as even keel as you can. And, baseball, it's just baseball. It's just a sport that we play, but it's not just us. It's just a game that we play, and there's a lot bigger things out there in life than just baseball. So, I love playing this game. I love being part of this game, and I'm looking forward to the team that we have this year. And, we'll definitely see, what we're made of and do everything we can to hopefully get to that next level.
Have all relationships been repaired? There were some big blow-ups. We don't need to go into the documentation. This isn't, National Enquirer. This isn't TMZ. Have you communicated with everybody, including Mr. Papelbon?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was done that day. And, I can attest to that. And, it was definitely done at that time. And I think everybody made it such a big deal. And, it's just part of the game, part of, what happens. So, what we need out of an organization, out of a team, is for him to, say 50 games, and that's hopefully going to happen, because if he does that, then we're going to win a lot of games, and I want him to do that. So, on my end, I just need to go out there and play the game that I know how to play and do everything we can as a team to, pull on the same rope every single day, and I hope he saves 100 games. I mean, the guy is an incredible closer, and he's got an incredible attitude when he's out there. He's got that crazy mentality that he wants to win every single game, and I love that. So, hopefully we can do what we can as a team this year and, pull on that same rope and do everything we can to win ball games.
My last question, I asked this to you, I think, your rookie year. It might have even been in Syracuse. There was so much expectation for you. You're now on the cover of the Topps packaging. You're the face of Topps 2016. You're Bryce Harper. You're the National League MVP. How good can you get? I mean, I'm not kissing your butt. I'm not saying, oh my God, I'm gushing. I'm literally, how much better can you get at baseball?
You can never be satisfied. And last year was a very good year, but I'm not satisfied as a team, as an organization. And you play this game not for the personal accolades, but you play it to win ball games, and you remember for the titles that you bring back to wherever you play. So. I want to do everything I can in my authority to win ball games, and I think that's everybody in our clubhouse as well. And I'm just looking forward to getting better every single day, staying healthy. I think that's the biggest thing. If you stay healthy and learn the league, then you're just going to get much that much better. And so hopefully this year I can go in, stay healthy, we can win, and get to the next level where we need to be. And that's exactly like I'm saying. That's what you're remembered for. You're remembered for all the titles that you bring back. And so hopefully I can do that one day.
Hey, man, thank you so much for giving us a couple of minutes. I really appreciate having you on. It's good to talk to you again. Good luck in spring training. And dude, get Topps to give you lots of swag. They have so much stuff. They have shirts. They have hats. The millions of cards. Just get it all.
Thanks, Seth. I appreciate it.
Our thanks to Bryce Harper and our thanks to the folks at Topps. Again, you can get the 2016 Series 1 that just was released this week. My favorite part of that interview is the Dusty Baker conversation. If you know me at all, you know my relationship with Dusty. Dusty gave the eulogy at my best friend's funeral. That's all I can say. I wish him nothing but the best. I am pulling for him, and I'm pulling for the Nationals for that reason. Very interesting to hear his comments about Papelbon. Folks, if you know me, I have to ask that question. I did. We still have more baseball coming up. Episode 55. Will feature Evan Longoria of the Tampa Bay Rays. So we're getting all-stars here. That's what Sports with Friends is all about. I'm getting you fast-tracked into spring training 2016. So glad to have you download. Please review us on iTunes, subscribe. Make sure you get these episodes directly to your phone or your iPad or whatever tablet you have or computer. Just make sure you download, because it's only getting better from here. I'm Seth Everett. This is episode 54, Bryce Harper of the Nationals, right here on Sports with Friends. Yeah. Thank you.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, please, I'm gone, forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?